All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me stop hammering around and hamming it up, and let's talk about this article we have from the Los Angeles Times, which is, once again, we were going back and forth, me and a chatter in the Crusader Stadium at crusadechannel.com/chat. That's right. People actually hang out in the chat room during my show, and they're much better for it. Talking about oxymoronic statements and the fact that it's just the legacy media, CNN, or whatever the case may be. But let me read the headlines. Commentary from Lorianne Ali. So I guarantee you this person has a completely unbiased opinion. Commentary. The rhetoric at the RNC has gone from disastrous to dangerous. Ah, isn't it always been dangerous, though? Dangerous Nazi propaganda. Haven't we had this same conversation for four stinking years? The narrative that'll follow. He's Hitler. He's a Nazi. Rhetoric's dangerous. Blah, blah, blah. And why do I say zero self-awareness? Well, what is self-awareness, right? We throw the terms around. Self-awareness is just identifying and being made up of emotional awareness, acute self-assessment, and self-confidence. In other words, it's about knowing your emotions, personal strengths and weaknesses, and having a strong sense of your own worth, thanks to skillsyouneed.com for that one. But what I'm going to focus on is the first part of that definition. Knowing your emotions. And the reason why this entire article is nonsense is because it's all emotion. Of course, people identify the left with this trait, correct? All emotional. You're being all emotional and stuff. Which is why Ben Shapiro shot to fame. When the facts don't care about your feelings, great hashtag. Whatever intern came up with that probably didn't get the raise they deserved. Yeah, I don't think little Ben came up with that himself. No offense. Yeah, the guy's smarter than me, but that, I'm not giving him credit for that one. But this headline here is just filled with emotions. It's gone from disastrous to dangerous. Well, weren't we already in a dangerous situation because of the Trump presidency? Or are you trying to retcon it to disastrous? Now it's dangerous. Is that how we do this? We just rewrite every 4 weeks? Oh, well, that wasn't dangerous. That was disastrous. Now it's dangerous. Couple weeks. Oh, well, this isn't dangerous. It's leading up to it, right? Because they're always kicking the can down the road. So let's see what Lorianne Ali has to say. The keynote speaker, Mike Pence, was no match for the news of the day when he took the stage Wednesday for the third night of the Republican National Convention. But let's be fair. Is Mike Pence ever a match for the news of the day? I mean, what? Pick your if vanilla ice cream, toasted bread. He's about as edgy as those things. I've never known Mike Pence to be any kind of edgy, right? He was edgy in high school when he got a different haircut. He stopped getting that part for 3 weeks and he let himself get a mop. That's about as edgy as Mike Pence ever got. So when you try to contrast, he's no match for the news that he's never supposed to be. So let's listen to this description of 2020 by Lorianne Ali. A Category 4 hurricane was barreling towards the Gulf Coast because Trump created that, right? COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. were closing in on 180,000. False. Again, false. Because they do this, and no matter if myself or my church or Brother Andre Marie or David Simpson or Aaron Barker push back on this, 180,000 deaths to COVID-19. Are we talking about if or from? With or from? Because they never say that. They just say 180,000 deaths from from COVID-19. What do you mean? How's that Trump's fault? Because that's a governor thing. By the way, if we're going to cry and complain and whine about the amount of deaths in the year, how about the 565,560 babies that have been aborted this year, right? Lorianne, that doesn't get counted in your disaster road trip, in your disaster bus? Here's something. How is this supposed to be some kind of news of the day? The NBA, WNBA, MLB, and MLS all canceled games as players launched a strike action in protest of another police shooting of a black man, but were conspicuously silent when Ryan Whitaker got gunned down in his doorway. Point two, which Clay Travis has made for 2 days now, what is the point of the MLB, NBA, WNBA, which, by the way, they were just canceling it because they didn't want to play basketball. What are they going to do? I'm quoting from him now. Is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, is he now a lawyer? Yeah, I mean, he probably thinks he is. Is the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, is he now going to go down to court and actually file a motion? Is he going to dispute the evidence that the man had a knife in his vehicle and had already resisted arrest from the police? Already had fought off a taser and fought off other things? Which NBA is the NBA director for the Boston Celtics? Is he a lawyer now? And he's going to go into criminal law in the state of Wisconsin? What is the end game here? How is that President Trump's fault? He got LeBron, the man who wants to be king, trying to be as woke as possible. Oh, yeah, I don't want to play a game. Fine, you know what? Cancel the contracts. If they're in breach of contract, which I'm going to talk about top of the third hour, they're in breach of contract, cancel the contracts. I got 4 years, $75 million left. No, you don't, because you're in breach of contract. Canceled, void. Have a good one. Because you're opting out of playing, of fulfilling your contract. And there's nothing besides the fact that the NBA, that all these sports league, even together, out of a country of 330 million people, have almost zero impact on the conversation outside of Twitter. But yeah, once again, this gets lumped into the news of the day. A video of an apparent white vigilante shooting and killing Pound Me Black Lives Matter or Black Little Marxist demonstrators went viral, which I'm going to break down in the next segment. The New York Times, Lorianne, is decimating your story already. The New York Times! Even they're like, yeah, this wasn't really a vigilante. He was chased down by older adult loser males. And those loser males got what coming to them. Out of the three people Ryan shot, two were felons. One was a pedophile. I'm sorry, Kyle. Yeah, there's a little teaser for later. One was a pedophile. One was a domestic abuser. Which, by the way, we've said it before, but reinforce it. Don't use GoFundMe. I'll talk about it in the next segment. GoFundMe is raising funds for one of these quote-unquote heroes. News stations periodically broke away from the otherwise sedate RNC to cover the America the vice president's promise to make great again. Well, you could argue, Lorianne, it was doing pretty well before y'all hyped up COVID. And yes, that is Trump's fault that he took the bait on that. But still, against the backdrop of residents evacuating before the storm, that's the governor of Louisiana's job. doctors on the front line of the pandemic, which isn't a pandemic anymore, never was a pandemic, but now it isn't a pandemic because they are literally chasing down college kids and shoving swabs up their noses to find any of them. Oh, you're sick with COVID. What are you talking about? I feel fine. This swab that I just shoved down your nose says it is. Actually, that just tells you it's positive for coronavirus, which I already probably have. Right? You see, this is all emotion trying to stir up this feeling of being overwhelmed, which 2020 has done a pretty damn good job of doing, right? 2020 feels like a decade in and of itself. It's hard to believe that I actually have been to the state of Louisiana. I was there 6 months ago, 7 months ago. It honestly feels like an eternity since then. But the way that she is so desperate, so desperate to gin up emotion because there's nothing else, guys and gals, listeners of the Bear Brief. There's nothing here. Uprisings in the streets. Oh my gosh, there's uprising in the streets, Lorianne? Oh, it's in Wisconsin with a governor who's a Democrat. Oh, it's in Portland, who the governor is finally saying, because polls are coming out, oh, don't do it because it's bad. Oh, it's in New York City. It's in Denver. The uprisings in the streets are not happening in places where people don't take that nonsense. It's not Trump's fault there's uprisings in the street. He's finally bringing in the National Guard. I bet you in that phone call yesterday, he told Governor Evers, you had to shut up and sit down. I'm sending in the National Guard. Especially once that plea came from the Kenosha County Commission. When they said, please send in the National Guard. He probably said, look at this letter. I'm sending them in. That's a request. She writes, watching the GOP self-congratulation tour felt like being dropped into a different dimension. Lorianne, when I tried to turn on a basketball game and I saw Black Lives Matter and Say Their Name and all these other things, that felt like a different dimension. When I walk into a restaurant and somebody tells me I have to put on a cloth face diaper to walk 10 feet to sit down at the bar, that feels like a different dimension. When I look at cities in America, in these United States, from Portland to Kenosha, from Austin to Miami, even in the state of Rhode Island when I see there are protests there, by white people against America and how much this country, these unions of states, despite the fact it's not perfect, is a hell of a lot better than most other places, how they want to see this country destroyed, this union of states destroyed, decimated, which I'm like, I do too, but for different reasons. That's an alternate dimension. When I see the news, the legacy media, and that includes you, Lorianne, write a headline. And I dropped it in the chat room. You really can't see it because the thumbnail is very tiny. Where it says, fiery but mostly peaceful protests after police shooting. That's a different dimension, Lorianne. When I see you tell me that Joe Biden is fully functional and a practicing Catholic in good standing, that is a different dimension. So spare me the fact that you have Trump derangement syndrome.